Unit 4. Recording 2.
In the 1920s, Ernest Hemingway bet $10 that he could write a complete story in just 6 words. He wrote, "For sale, baby shoes never worn." He won the bet. An American online magazine has now used that to inspire its readers to write their life story in 6 words. And they've been overwhelmed by the thousands who took up the challenge. They published the best in a book which they've given the title of one of the submissions, Not Quite What I Was Planning. I asked the editor, Larry Smith, what made him think of the idea.
Well, on the site, Smith Magazine, we tell stories in all sorts of different ways. Our whole idea behind the site is that storytelling should be egalitarian, you know, democratic. Everyone has a story. We say that over and over. That's our tagline. But in telling different types of stories since we launched a couple years ago, we found that you had to give people parameters. So playing off the great literary legend, the Hemingway story, we thought, let's ask our readers their 6-word life story, a memoir, and see what happened. We really didn't know what would happen.
And what did happen?
It was incredible. In a couple of months, we got 15,000 entries, and I was just blown away. Funny, poignant. I really believe that everyone has a story, and most of us aren't going to write for The Guardian. But I was just so inspired by how serious and intense folks took the 6-word memoir challenge.
Okay, but before we look at the examples, it's one thing, because the Hemingway is a story, but it's not the story of a life. That seems to be a bit of a challenge to fit that in 6 words.
Well, it's interesting, because some folks clearly tried to tell a whole story of a life in 6 words, and you can tell in other times they're telling a moment in their life right at this moment, something that they're feeling right now, or perhaps something that's been an evergreen thread throughout their lives.
Well, give us some examples.
Wasn't born a redhead, fixed that. This woman took life under control, whether she just always felt that her soul was a redheaded soul or simply at some point in life she was going to make a switch. She could have quit her job. She changed her hair color.
But a lot of them are quite sad, or there's a sort of sense of regret or disappointment in a lot of them.
I didn't expect that. I thought people would come back with a lot of funny things, some playful things, plays on words, but that was a really interesting reality. People really told us it's tough out there. Found true love, married someone else. Never should have bought that ring.